Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes away. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Sing it.
Say, oh, precious.
Oh, precious.
Amen. God bless you. Good afternoon. We thank God for the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It must not suffer long. Jesus has gone away, and he's coming back again. There is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. And we thank God for the blood on today in this season, this Holy Week, this time of year. We thank God for the blood of Jesus. We thank God that Jesus, he died for us on yesterday. We heard it over and over again. He died for us, but that's not the end of the story. And so we thank God for this day, another opportunity to share with you, our listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Let your family, friends, neighbors know to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And we don't own the rights to any of the music here, but we pray that is a blessing to you, and to you. Our call-in number, you can take it down, 619-924-0800, and you can call us a little later in this episode. Once again, we want you to know that we're on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. And so all you have to do is look for Global Gospel. Send us a friend request. Like our page. We will be excited, happy, and delighted to share with you, our listener. And certainly we do want to shout out our sponsors, MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend, Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson, Abyssinia, Nationwide Black Family Mediation, Lois Glenn Carter. Thank God for all of you. And certainly we want to shout out all our listeners, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hernandez family, the Townsend family, the Cox family, the Allen family, Wiggins family, Brinson family, Latham family, Brown family, Locke family. We thank God for you. You and for you. Shout out to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, California, Illinois, Canada, Nigeria, South Africa, China, Japan, India, England, Spain, Italy, Cameroon. All of you, wherever you are, if you send me a message, certainly I can shout out you. I can shout out your city. I can shout out your church home. Just let me know or leave a comment in the comment section. If you would like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you want to email us, you can email us Global Gospel 17@gmail.com. And certainly those are all the ways that you can connect with Global Gospel. For those of you that perhaps you've joined us for the first time, we want to share with you our theme scripture. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 reads, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And so our message today is simple. Our message is that the gospel is good news. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is here on today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free, to encourage you. The gospel is comprehensive. It will meet every need in your life. If you need salvation, if you need healing, if you need deliverance, if you're troubled in your mind, in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, if you're having financial problems, everything you need is in God's word. What you need, God's got it. God's got everything that you need. And so we want you today to be encouraged, to be uplifted, to be inspired by all that we have to share on today. And certainly we know that we do we are open-minded and certainly open-minded but not compromising to the Word of God. And certainly we know that we have guests that share with us from time to time to keep us enlightened, because God is looking for well-rounded Christians. Paul said that I become all things to all people, and I'm paraphrasing that particular scripture, but certainly we have to be able to know how to reach out to others. And the Bible says, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The psalm writer said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And certainly we are letting the world know that certainly God is our plan for redemption. God is your plan for redemption. And God hears all and he sees all. And certainly we know that there's nothing too hard for God. God can do all things but fail. Well, we're going to share some music with you today and some inspiration. And we know that this is the week, as we have known, as Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday. And we know that tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. And certainly that concludes our Lenten season as we look forward to Pentecost. But we're going to share some songs pertaining to the season for you. And this is a hymn. The hymn says, at Calvary. And certainly we know that Calvary covers it all. Calvary is all because of Calvary. Certainly that we are here today to witness to you about Jesus Christ at Calvary. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died.
Yeah.
mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. And certainly we thank God for the hymns of the church that remind us where we have been and what time, what season that we are in. Years I spent in vanity and pride. And certainly we know that vanity and pride is not a good thing, because pride goeth before destruction. And so we thank God for the hymns of the church. And I always talk about that. And we've actually have given a whole episode to the hymns, and we talk from it about it from time to time. And certainly we are going to share with our listeners again about hymns, because so many of the hymns we will find have a story behind them. And since we're right there, I'm going to stay in that hymn mode. And certainly this next one, that was Linda Randall at Calvary. And certainly I'm going to share with you Don Moen, and it's number 81 in the National Baptist Hymnal. And that hymn, if you don't know it by number, is simply Lead Me to Calvary. And this is his rendition. Stay tuned and be blessed.
My life I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane. Calvary.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. For those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. And certainly we know that this season is all about, we know that during the Christmas season, although the world has commercialized things, we focus on the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And certainly on the during the Lent season and the Holy Week season, we focus our attention on Passion Week. We focus on his suffering, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And perhaps sometimes we can get caught up in the moment, but certainly what we can do is need to take a look back and see, well, just how did we end up at Holy Week? And so that's a good question. How did we get to where we are today? And certainly it is a blessing to make it through a week. It's a blessing to make it through the day. It's a blessing to make it from one moment or one second to the next second, because life is so uncertain. We used to say, here today, gone tomorrow. No, we're here today, gone today, because life is all so certain and uncertain. And certainly if I would just like to share a few words with our listeners on today. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for the opportunity to share your word, to share your scriptures. For your word, they are spirit and life, and we pray that someone is encouraged, healed, delivered, saved, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a week. How did we get to this week? Isaiah 53, if you started, read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, will tell you a few things. I'm going to read verse 3, 4, and 5. And it says that he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we did, when we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The words from Isaiah the prophet, and certainly Isaiah was known for letting us know that the Savior was going to come, letting us know that he was coming on the scene long before he showed up. We know that Christ was coming according to prophecy. And then also the word of God lets us know that he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And so how many of you have started out a day and your day was going good and your day was going well, but before the day was over, you got a phone call, you got a text message, you got an email, you got a letter in the regular mail by the postal service, and something had gone wrong in that day that would change the events of your life today, tomorrow, and forever. Certainly, I can think of a personal situation on vacation, looking to have a good time. But before vacation was over, one phone call would change history forever. All it takes is one phone call to change your life, one situation. It could change it for better or it could change it for good. You could start out of a day with no money in your pocket, and by the end of the day, you could be wealthy. And certainly we should live with expectations that things are going to get better. Things are going to work out for my good and God's glory. But as we started out this week, Palm Sunday, and I heard some, yesterday was Good Friday, and because of our situation of being virtual, I heard a lot of good messages from a lot of good people. And certainly we always learn every time we hear God's word, because God's word is ever revealing itself to us. But as we started off last week, many of us looked at John chapter 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, and when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him." And so if I was just to leave something for you to reflect on, I would simply say the week in review. And certainly as we review our week, as we review our life, we know that we have many ups and downs. We have good days and we have bad days. And somebody said that my good days outweigh my bad days. And certainly I have personal confession. I have not grown to that place yet to just boast in saying that my good days outweigh my bad days. Because when a bad day happens to you, you can't think about anything good that's happened, just the human side of you. But the spiritual side of you lets us know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And certainly I can imagine that the disciples and all the followers and those that even didn't follow Jesus could have given you a synopsis of the week. How in the beginning of the week they were laying their garments in the street and giving God praise and giving him glory and giving him honor, and they didn't want, and they were laying palms in the street as well with their garments, because they, as a sign of reverence and respect, and so that he wouldn't even have to touch the ground. And certainly because he was recognized as a king. And certainly by the end of the week, we all know the story that he was treated as a common criminal. And we have a thing, and there's a thing in the world of the legal system and judicial system that you're innocent until proven guilty. Well, I don't particularly buy into that because you are arrested before you are tried and found innocent. So I would like to think that we are guilty until proving innocent. And certainly we know that Christ had nothing to be guilty of. The only thing he was guilty of is doing the will of his Father. The only thing that he was guilty of is going through the due process to get to Calvary, because Calvary was his destination for your sins and my sins, and certainly the sins of the world. And so he started off the week on a high. But before the week was over, he was being tried, and he was being accused, and he was going from judgment hall to judgment hall. And certainly the Bible lets us know that he didn't even say a word. And certainly we know that before the week was over, that he would be in a horrible situation. His friends would walk away, his disciples would walk away. But one thing remained the same, that he stayed his course. And out of all the things I heard this week, somebody was talking about purpose and passion, and they said, your passion may not be your purpose, and your purpose may not be your passion, but certainly all of us have to understand our purpose in life. You have to know that God called you, that he elected you. So we have to make sure that our calling and election is sure. We have to know that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. So as we review the week and review our life, we have to know that everything that happens, good, bad, and ugly, it's all in the script. It's written. Isaiah said that this was going to happen. And so we know the story that Jesus Christ ended up on Calvary. And so we know that he shed his blood for your sins and my sins. And so we know that without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sin. And certainly we thank God that Christ died for all sin, not a big sin, not a little sin, but he died for all sin. There is nothing too hard for God. And so as we go and review the week and review the year and review our life, we have to know that we are purpose-driven people. And certainly we know that we are going to have to go through some things in life. And certainly we don't have to look down on anyone. We don't have to look down on the prostitute because Christ died for the prostitute. We don't have to look on the addict or the dealer or the homosexual because Christ died for all of that, the liar, the thief. We don't have to look down on them. Christ did all of that. He died for all of that. And certainly that may be the per person's life to look back and say, God brought me out of this. And certainly everybody has a different story. Everybody has a different testimony. But certainly God's blood and his love covers a multitude of sin. He even died for the murderer. And you say, well, how can that be? But Christ did it. And certainly when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And certainly we thank God that we serve a Savior like that. But that's not the end of the story. And certainly we are looking forward for tomorrow. And tomorrow is known as Resurrection Sunday. And tomorrow, if the Lord should tarry, the preachers all over this world will be letting us know that Christ got up. And so you can take down this scripture and you can read it for yourself as a prelude to resurrection. Matthew chapter 28, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the doubters, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto them, women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And so we know that Christ got up. And certainly we know that he didn't just have any type of normal death, but he had the death that only a savior of mankind could have. He had a resurrection like there is never been before. 1 Corinthians 15 said, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And then we go on and read that death is swallowed up in victory. Is thy sting, O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now I have a question for you today. all of you that are listening, now that we know that 1 week started out with him as king, by the end of the week, he was dead. But by the beginning of the next week, he had got up with all power in his hand. And so now that God has arisen, that Jesus Christ has arisen, that the Savior has arisen, what are you going to do? It is time for you to get up and do something. Time to get up and fulfill purpose, fulfill destiny, time to claim healing, time to claim salvation, time to claim deliverance. Ephesians chapter 4. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And what are you doing today to perfect the saints? What are you doing to edify the body of Christ? What are you doing to be a witness for Jesus Christ? What are you doing to fulfill your call and your destiny? What are you doing with your gifts unto men? And certainly he said, if I go away, I will leave you a comforter. And certainly Christ left us the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So whatever you are commissioned to do, go knowing that you are empowered by the Holy Ghost, knowing that if somebody hurts your feelings, you have the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And so we thank God for today that we're able to review the week. We're able to know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And it's all because of Calvary. Thank God for Calvary. Stay tuned. Calvary. Can't you hear him calling his father. And thank God today it's all about Calvary. It's all about the blood. So certainly that is the reason, certainly that you and I are here today with life and life more abundantly. We are listening to Global Gospel. We have a few minutes that we are going to continue to share with you. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. I think I have a caller. God bless you, caller.
Greetings, caller. Reverend Towns. Yes, greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Greetings to you and a Global Gospel family. Thank you for this wonderful platform. Happy Resurrection Sunday weekend, and may the Lord continue to bless you in this fine ministry. This is Sister Lois Lane Carter, Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, and it's a pleasure to be with you on today via the East Coast. Thank you.
Thank you for shouting us out from the East Coast, and we pray that you have a blessed day on tomorrow as well. Thank you, Sister Lois Glenn Carter. God bless you. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. How about... we switch it up a little bit, and because Christ shed his blood for us, I would make this proclamation and declaration that we should stay under the blood. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood. And the world can't do me. No. How many of y'all want to stay under the blood? I'm talking about the blood of Jesus now. I'm going to stay under the blood. Going to stay. Nail him to the cross.
one of those souls were mean enough to go back, Mom, and pierce Jesus in the side. The Bible says blood and water ran down the streets of Jerusalem. A long time, I wanted to know what the water was for. I knew the blood, it was for. Can I get a witness tonight? The blood, it was for baptism and redemption too. Can I get a witness? Somebody here know what I'm talking about. But you know what that water was for. All of the prophets had been dead a long time. They had never been baptized. And that water ran down the streets of Jerusalem. It baptized Moses. It baptized Daniel. It baptized David. Can I do it with us here tonight? But the main part about it, I said the main part about it, y'all. I said the main part about it, y'all. When one drop of Jesus blood hit that ground, y'all know what it done? It caused an earthquake. The devil had been there a long time. Got up out of the grave and began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. But I did a witness tonight. Somebody said, Surely. I know some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Let me just take my time and tell you.
Again, thank you all of those of you who have tuned in today on this Holy Saturday, as we have about 10 minutes left, and we know that everything is subject to change, but we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, and that behooves us to stay under the blood. Once again, shout out to all of our sponsors, MPT, Enterprise, Third Lounge, Abyssinia, Nationwide Black Family Mediation. Thank God for our listeners. Elder Fells, thank God. God bless you. Send me a comment post a comment on our page. Thank you, Sister Carter, for calling in as well. And let us know that you are sharing with Global Gospel, and continue to look for us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr. Shout out Brother Ryan. Now, those of you that have any needs for propaganda, for promoting your event, shout out Brother Ryan Wilson, Third Lounge, and certainly he will help you with all your needs. And so we're getting ready to conclude. We have listened to a lot of people today: Linda Randall, Mahalia Jackson, Don Moen, Smokey North. I think we started out with Smokey Norfolk. That was Slim and the Supreme Angels, Stay Under the Blood. We're going to close with these last two. This one says, when I see the blood, and certainly I wouldn't be a good preacher if I didn't let you know that he got up. And so we're going to conclude on today with He Got Up for Sean Mitchell. And certainly one says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And certainly we know as well, not only for Christians is this Holy Week, but we know this is the Passover season as well. And because Jews and Christians are closely connected, But that is another story for another day. But when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And certainly we stayed under blood. Why? Because God is going to pass over us. And if we look on just the past 12 months, certainly God has passed over many of us. And that doesn't mean that because we lost someone that they weren't under the blood. But if we, those that are here to tell the testimony, we know that death did pass over us.
All right.
When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Again, we thank you for sharing with us on today, and we are going to conclude in prayer, and we're going to conclude with Vashawn Mitchell. He got up. That was Bishop G.E. Patterson, the late. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we thank you for this Passion Week. We thank you that you lived and you died, and you shed our blood, your blood, for the remission of our sins. We owe you our all on today, God, for it is in you that we live and we move and we have our being. We recognize that you are God in creation, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We realize that you will never leave us or forsake us, God. We believe that you'll be with us in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh us. And so, God, we ask today to those that are listening that you touch, heal, deliver, save, set free. God, send salvation. Encourage somebody. Somebody's down and out. Somebody's on the verge of giving up. Somebody's oppressed. Somebody's depressed. Somebody's suicidal. But we know that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so we cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us, that you are the lifter up of our head. God, we ask that you bless us now in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out. We believe that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us if we walk upright. We know that you are able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before your throne. And so we thank you for all things. Thank you for your son, Jesus. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for listening to Global Gospel every Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Remember, he got up, and that's our reason for being here today. Because he got up, we got up. Now, what are we going to do as we look at our week and review? God bless you. My